With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. When restaurants closed and concerts were canceled last year, many people turned to outdoor activities to keep busy. Now the big question for businesses that benefited from that boom is, will people stick with it? WXPR's Katie Thorson checked in with a local golf course to see how this season is shaping up.
2020 was a record year for us out at the golf course, as it was for probably every golf course in the country.
Pinewood Country Club owner Chip Broman says golf was one of the activities people could stay busy with and social distance while still seeing people during the COVID-19 pandemic. His Hazelhurst golf course saw a lot of people who had stepped away from the game pick it back up again.
Pulled the clubs out of their garages, dusted them off, and wanted to get back into it to get outside to keep active.
Broman says one of his biggest increases in memberships have been with younger generations.
And I think something with the stimulus checks have to do with that too, a little bit. Give them an opportunity to get into the golf and stay in it.
This spring, business is up compared to most years. An early snow melt meant Pinewood opened up weeks ahead of schedule. Broman told me he thinks business will still be better than average this year, but not quite on par with last year as most things are opening back up.
There's such a predominant senior population. Well, now they're a little bit more freer to go out and go to a restaurant, go to their bar, go to the neighborhood place. So, yeah, but they're still getting out there for sure. But we'll still have a pretty good year. I'm pretty positive of that.
If the people who have discovered or rediscovered their love of the game will keep at it years down the road is still an unknown. But Broman says it starts when they walk in the door.
Take care of them as soon as they walk in the door, and hopefully that carries over and that they have a good experience out on the golf course. So that's really where it is. They're coming out here on their own free will, and so I just have to make sure they're having a good time and that the golf course is in as good shape as it can be at this point, and so they enjoy themselves.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Hazelhurst.
Drive-thru and virtual graduation ceremonies are gone. In-person celebrations are back on. Last weekend, graduating seniors from across the Northwoods collected their diplomas. More are preparing to do the same this weekend. Northland Pines and Lakeland Union graduation ceremonies will both take place this Sunday. Scott Foster is the Northland Pines District Administrator.
It's been a very different year, but we're excited to have it, and I think, you know, we unfortunately had to do virtual last year, so to have a live in-person graduation is a good thing.
The Northland Pines ceremony will feature music, student speeches, and a commencement address. It will also include masking and physical distancing. Foster says that's because of the size of the event.
We realize some people would like to see the masks not be there, but just for the large number of people that'll be in a small, we're fortunate to have a large field house, but we still felt like, and the recommendation was to still have masks required for this event.
He says those precautions mean the event won't be entirely like it was before COVID, but this year's graduation will be almost back to normal. High temperatures and humidity can put people at risk for heat-related illness. Everyone's water needs are different, and the CDC recommends that while working in the heat, you should start drinking before you feel thirsty to avoid dehydration. Andrew Lohman, a battalion chief at the South Area Fire District in Wausau, talked about some of the signs that you're getting into trouble.
You may start to get muscle cramps, and your first starting off is being very sweaty or diaphoretic, and as you progress worse, you can start to hallucinate and have other signs of heat stroke.
First responders are asking for your help and keeping an eye on loved ones.
Pack plenty of water, stay cool, find some shade, and just keep in mind, especially with elderly and younger children, may not show signs of heat exhaustion like a normal adult.
Fans or air conditioners can help at home, but make sure you don't overload your electric circuits. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Off-road races are coming to Antigo this weekend. The Antigo Police Department is asking people to be cautious driving around the fairgrounds. The department is staffing extra officers to help with traffic flow and enforcement. There will be closures along North Avenue between Neva Road to Charlotte Street. There will also be restrictions on Charlotte, Arctic, Farewell, Kaplanik, and Washington Streets. You can see more information on the closures and a map at our website, WXPR.org. Our forecast, partly sunny today with a high near 86. Mostly clear tonight to low around 66, and tomorrow mostly sunny and hot. A slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.